the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Oh, hey, you guys want to play 5 and 7?
Man, we haven't played in a while.
Ready to go?
This is 5 and 7.
Come on, Eddie, you're Damon Mori.
I got cookie in my throat.
Okay, Mori, how this works? Will remind you and everybody else. Very simple game. Dammit Mori has 7 seconds to name 5 things. I will read the questions. Mocha will be the official judge and timekeeper. Dammit Mori, are you ready?
Okay.
Mori, name 5 window coverings.
Blinds, shades, glass.
Hold on. Wait, before anybody says anything.
Loser.
Okay, yeah. Glass. I don't even know. Blinds, yes. Shutters, curtains, shades, tin foil. If you're a drug dealer or a college kid, some people put that over
flags.
Windows. Flags would have given you any of the alternative window coverings.
Living out of a trap house.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not glass, though, Mori. Okay, Mori, are you ready? Aside from birds, name 5 things that can fly.
Airplane. Airplane, things that can fly. Kite.
Loser.
What was the thing you did in the middle there?
I was singing Nelly Furtado. I'm like a bird, I only want to fly away.
Why did you say bird?
Yeah. Aside from birds. So more, a plane would have given you helicopter, kite, hot air balloon, the space shuttle, time flies. I would have even given you time.
What about a blimp? You're a huge fan of blimps.
Is he really? Yeah, you are.
I love blimps.
Why don't you say
blimp? Why did you say blimp?
You know, wasn't in my head.
Okay.
A lot of things.
2 more here, Mori. 2 more. Mori, name 5 things you can smell but can't touch.
5 things you can't smell but you cannot touch. You can touch flowers. You can't smell.
No, you can smell.
Loser.
Mori. Okay.
What about a fart?
Okay. Yeah.
No, you can touch that.
You can't touch a fart.
How are you going to touch a fart?
I mean, it's in the air. It's touching you.
You can't touch a fart.
I mean, physically.
Yeah, that's what touching is. I didn't say things you can't metaphorically touch. I said name 5 things you can smell but can't touch. Would have given you smoke. Would have given you gas, BO, bad breath, and yes, a fart. You can't touch a fart.
I want to argue that, but I can't.
You want to argue that you think that you can touch a fart?
I mean, if it's like if you fart right now,
yes,
and it's coming towards me, theoretically, it's on me.
But you can't touch it.
Well, that's not my fault.
Mori.
Okay.
You can't touch a fart.
Fine, I'll let you win
this
one.
Can you see a fart?
I don't know. Can you?
I'm asking you a question.
No, you can't.
Dingbat.
No.
No, you can't.
Oh, in a pool, you can.
You can see a fart in a pool.
The bubbles, yeah.
You see bubbles in a pool. You don't see a fart in a pool.
No. Okay.
Okay.
I will let you win that one.
Not let you.
Okay, it wasn't a debate, Mori. This isn't a matter of let's all agree to disagree here.
We'll just have to let bygones be bygones.
We've all agreed you're wrong.
Oh, what? Sorry.
Okay.
Let what?
Bygones be bygones.
Let bygones be bygones. Okay. 2 t-shirts that need to be made before the end of this show. 1, let bygones be bygones, and 2, you can't touch a fart.
Okay,
if those
more.
2 t-shirts don't exist by the end of the show,
oh
we have failed.
God. As a society.
Okay.
Okay.
Mori.
Last one?
Yes, it's the last one. Mori. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mori, name 5 5-letter words.
Okay. APPLE. Apple. FART. Not fart. No,
loser.
Apple. Apple's 5.
Okay, Mori went from apple to Mori. What was your second guess again?
Fart.
Okay, how can you make fart into a 5-letter word?
Oh!
winner.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So there have been a lot of epic battles when only given two choices. Coke and Pepsi's a classic.
Ooh, Pepsi.
Where people are automatically just divided.
Actually,
right,
no,
right
Coke.
Away. See?
Coke.
It's very difficult to decide. But the one that sort of fired things up this week is this.
What? What?
Which is better, cake or pie?
Oh, cake all day, bro.
Pie. 100% pie.
People have strong opinions about this.
Cake.
Strong
Way
opinions.
More variations of deliciousness when it comes to cake.
No way.
Whereas pie, everybody's go-to is apple.
No, pumpkin.
Nah. Like, maybe pumpkin.
Pie is
second.
More about the filling. Pie is about the taste.
What about,
the
like, there's, like, apple pie.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
see? You said, ask anybody to name pie, and what's the first thing that comes to their mind?
Pumpkin.
Is apple.
Pumpkin.
No, you're 100% wrong. There's
yeah,
no debate
say,
in
I would
this.
Say apple pie is the first pie, pie that,
and
comes,
I will
to your, that
say,
comes to your mind.
Apple pie is very delicious, and I love apple pie. Other than that, all other pies suck.
Wow. Okay, here, let me get you through this. So apple pie, so they did a poll. Apple pie was number one on the list for pies.
See?
The second pie was pumpkin
cherry?
Pie.
Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah,
okay.
Followed by pecan pie.
Nah, gross, disgusting.
And 29% of Americans favor pie over cake.
Of course, because they're all fat.
Right. Okay. What, you think pie's fattier than cake? I think that's a push.
No, I'm just saying Americans are fat.
Oh, just a general statement.
Just
has
general.
Nothing to do with this debate.
Not whatsoever.
And then in another poll, it is very, very close. So in another poll, 54% of people said that that cake is better than pie. And 41% said the pie over cake. But it's a very heated debate because people love one or the other. They will eat both.
Sure.
But most people have their favorite.
Cake.
Pie. Yours is
you
cake.
Got cheesecake. You got chocolate cake. You got vanilla cake.
Yeah. But is cheesecake not
so many...
really technically a pie?
No, because then it would be called cheese pie cake.
Oh, no, but you can't call it cheesecake. Right? Sounds delicious.
Yeah,
cheese pie doesn't.
No, that sounds disgusting.
Right?
So they
cheesecake.
Can't call it what it really
so
is.
So what'd you do? You hit the streets?
Yeah, Maury hit the streets to see what how you people felt.
Roz, you are the slice of life. We are standing outside the Saks Fifth Avenue.
Thank you.
Christmas windows, talking about cake and pie. A bit random, but let's start things off with NBA great from the New Orleans Pelicans, Anthony Davis.
Oh, yeah. I think cake is better. Than pie. I think pie is only good for, like, Thanksgiving. Like,
see?
That's it. Like, I don't really see people going anywhere, like, on a regular, like, Wednesday. Like, I'm like, I want a slice of pie. You know, I really don't. I think it's more cake than anything, and I'm a big cake guy.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't like cake, because I feel like with cake there's only two options, like vanilla or chocolate, or multiple variations of vanilla or chocolate, whereas pie, you just have options. You've got lemon meringue,
so
you have apple pie, you've got pumpkin pie, blueberry pie.
It's so funny you said lemon meringue first, because isn't that not white people food?
It kind of is, and then black people, we hold down that apple pie with that ice cream and a little bit of, like, pairing, or we put some butterscotch on it.
Yeah,
we got
girl.
Y'all. Got y'all. Y'all can keep lemon meringue, though.
Is pie better than cake? What do you think?
Hell yeah, it is. I love apple pie. It makes Thanksgiving the best holiday of the entire year.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving.
So how is cake not better than pie?
It's just not as satisfying. I feel like when you have a piece of apple pie with vanilla ice cream, it just makes your entire night.
Yeah,
you want to go to bed,
apple pie.
You're happy. But with cake, for some reason, you're just kind of always left wanting more and you're never fully satisfied by it.
I completely disagree. I think cake's definitely a better thing. Yeah. There's so much more variety in terms of cake. So many more things you can make. But pie, I mean, you got apple pie. What else do you have? Like, I guess pecan, but who cares? You're going to have pecan. Cake.
Yeah, cake.
So I think cake's definitely much better in that sense, too.
Cake. Oh, it's so good.
I don't know. Just fluffy, puffy, and delicious.
That's what my nickname is, Fluffy and Puffy.
Nice, nice, Fluffy.
Oh, I'm definitely going for pie on this one. It's apple pie all the way.
Why is pie better than cake?
Pastry is not number one. It's there's too much sugar in cake. I don't like it. That little stuff they put on top, the icing and all that, no good. Just give me pastry, apples, good.
See, I'm all about cake. That bit of moist, just dark chocolate, mud cake.
Is pie better than cake?
Yes, because it's slimy in the middle.
That's why I like apple pie. Is my favorite pie. I like because I like the crust on the outside, and I like apples, and I like the, I think, what is it, a gelatine in the middle there? I like it slimy in the middle. You know what I mean? I find that cake sometimes has too much icing. It's too much going on with cake. Yeah, fondant, like you cut into a piece of cake, and it's like there's more icing and that fondant stuff on it than the actual.
You're getting angry about that.
Yeah, I'm very passionate. Look at what happened to me. I went to Portugal. Look at my belly.
Anyway, let's take some phone calls.
Hi, good morning. It's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina. Go.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm a pie lover. But you need to understand there's so many different variations of pie that maybe you're not even realizing because you're only focusing on dessert.
Okay, like, hit me.
There are all these dessert pies, like whatever, lemon meringue. Personally, strawberry rhubarb, my favorite.
Oh, we forgot strawberry rhubarb.
Gross.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gross.
Wow. Deliciousness. Uh-huh.
Gina, do you ever watch Martin back in the day when he used to get mad at his girl, Gina, and be like, damn, Gina! That's my reaction to you when you say strawberry rhubarb.
But yeah, Gina, I fully agree with you because we haven't even dipped into the world of like chicken pot pie.
But exactly, or, there's chicken pot pie, or shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's
pie.
Or tortiere. You ever had a good tortiere, Mocha?
No.
You've never had a good tortiere? No.
I will say, chicken pot pie,
yeah,
I'm down with that.
Okay, so here's the other thing too, is that chicken pot pie sounds delicious. Chicken cake sounds disgusting.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a chicken cake. Well, and nobody would make a chicken cake.
But that's why pie is better. That's why pie is better.
No, you can't convince me that pie is better simply based on the fact that in the world there exists chicken pot pie.
We need to find, I'm sure that we have somebody who listens to this show that has an old school French Canadian mom that can make you a delicious tortiere for Christmas. You've never had a good tortiere?
No. I don't even know what's in it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you think that like, for me, when you think the Canadian food, we all think poutine, right?
Sure.
See, for me, it's not poutine. For me, it's tortiere. That is the sort of thing, the French-Canadian cuisine that the rest of Canada hasn't co-opted and turned into fast food. Like a good, it's a meat pie, basically. It's a beautiful crust, just full of meat.
Okay, I would be down
like,
with that.
It's just meat. It is so delicious. But yeah, I don't eat like either of them. I don't eat cake or pie, but I'm going to say pie on this one.
What else, Gina?
Okay, not traditional sense, but macaroni pie.
Macaroni pie?
No, that's macaroni. That's no, this, baked macaroni.
This is baked macaroni.
Come on. Damn, Gina!
And so is shepherd's pie. They're still called pie.
I know, but it's got no pie crust. At least say it has to have a pie crust.
Yeah.
For God's
sake. That's a stipulation.
Yeah, that's like I could say technically a sandwich is a cake.
Right?
I mean...
No, it's not!
Thanks, Gina.
That's flipping it.
All right,
that's
sweetheart. Flipping.
Have a great day, honey.
You too. Thank Bye-bye. You so much.
Bye.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Did your ma nag you when you were younger?
Hold on.
Clean your room, do your chores, brush your teeth, wash your bum.
Probably not listening now.
Yeah.
So, hell yeah.
Okay, she did. So... Maury?
I mean, whose moms didn't nag
Is this
them?
A sensitive subject, Maury?
No, but where's it going?
No,
let me answer you in a bit, only because my mom left when I was two.
Well, that's what I mean. Is it a sensitive subject?
So can my dad be mom? Yes,
no,
he nagged me.
No, it's not. It's not so about dad.
I think this is mom specific. Right?
Sorry, okay, Maury. So out you go.
There was none.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
Wow, come on, guys.
Well, listen, we're talking about...
It's not
about,
a lie.
It's a story about nagging moms. Maury's mom left when he... Out you go. Sorry, you can't take part.
I'm going to sit here and listen.
Anyway, so what they say is people whose moms nagged them growing up turned out to be more successful.
Oh, for the love of God.
I told you didn't want to be here.
Listen, in Ross's defense, he tried to save you. Here. He tried to save you.
Maury,
But had you said that first, I would have been like, oh my God, she really did.
Okay, I tried to tell you to not be in here for this.
In Ross's defense, he told you three times to leave.
I'm masking tears with laughs.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so the story goes, people whose moms nagged them grow up to be more successful.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, so if you spent your childhood, all your childhood...
with no mom.
No, not with no mom.
With no mom. No, with a mom. who nagged you, do your chores, do your homework, brush your teeth, wash your butt, all that other stuff. You should tell them thank you, because according to a new study, what winds up happening is we then, as we grow up, we tend to still make decisions based on our mothers nagging us. So your mother would always push you to make the sensible choice in life. And those of us who were nagged when we were kids, as adults, still tend to make the most sensible choice in life, which means going to a good college, avoid making bad life choices. You're better with money. You get a better paying job. All that because your mom nagged you.
Hey, Maury, last week, how much money did you waste on useless art on eBay?
Oh, like $400.
Yeah.
But if there was a mom, I would be like in my head going, don't spend money on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you think your mom sounds?
I assume it's like a ghostly voice.
Like a ghost. Oh. She's haunting it.
Oh, man. That's actually kind of sad, man.
Okay. So.
I'm sorry, bro.
So, yeah. So those of us who have memories of our mothers.
Well, that answers so much.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we are now less than 7 weeks away from Christmas.
Oh, stop it.
And as first-time parents, Jenna and I are very excited that our son Cruz will get to take his first photo with Santa.
Yeah?
So we thought we'd be proactive and see when Santa's coming to town and when he's going to be visiting different malls and when we could take him.
Yeah.
And now, I had no idea because we never had to do this before. But now I guess you can book a time at the mall to take your photo with Santa. So you're not just showing up.
Really?
And waiting in a long ass line for like an hour or whatever.
But that's part of it.
So you can book a time with Santa, which I find very helpful.
Man, this new world.
So you book, it's like, you know your 30-minute window.
Man.
Right? And I love this idea. Here's the thing, though. So far, we've found Sherway Gardens.
Great mall.
Fantastic mall. They just renovated. The whole place looks
beautiful.
Bomb. It's absolutely beautiful. Bro, let me tell you, every single weekend up until Christmas is already full.
No.
Sold out.
Really?
Sold out.
You got to go like a Tuesday afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sold out. My mind was blown.
Really? People jump right on that,
Every single weekend.
So I have a question for you, though.
Sure.
So because they do book times, can you not then just go and wait in line? Or do you have to? Is it reservation only?
That I don't know. I assume that they have space for.
They have
to. You know, people who just walk
100%
up. 100%
you can line up. Otherwise, okay.
I know,
what's
but still,
point?
Here's the thing, though. Like, our son's 6 months old, so he's got a, much like these windows that you have to book.
He's got a smaller window.
A way smaller window of time. So I don't want to be standing in line for like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, like old school style, right?
Yeah. How?
So we're waiting now for, because I believe your
How long can you keep him out of the house for before he goes full gremlin?
Hour 45 to 2.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, okay, hour still. 45 to 2.
Does it have to be at the mall? I mean, we usually get Santa to come, he comes on the show here before the parade.
No, I know, but there's something.
You don't want to do that at work.
Like the the whole experience of like.
But you don't want to do the whole experience. You only want to do half the experience. You want to be in the mall, but you don't want to wait in line.
100%.
Right. Guess 100%. How many. Ask me how many pictures of Roxy I have with Santa.
How many?
Zero.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because she has zero interest in it.
Not even as a baby? Not even as her baby. Very first?
Nah. Like when she was at school, like she got a picture of Santa when she was at in like preschool kind of thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, we've been there. We waited in line, and she's like, nah. Even out at the distillery district, because it's great out there.
Yeah, Santa visits distillery too.
When you can catch Santa out at the distillery district, it's awesome because you can get it on a day when it's all nice and snowy and everything else.
Yeah.
And the lineup wasn't even that bad. And I'm like, honestly, Rox, I'm like, let's go, please. Can we just, we have no pictures of you with Santa.
Yeah.
Like, can we please just
Santa's,
do it?
We're at the point now where Santa may actually be offended that you don't like him.
Thank you. Yes. Right? So I'm like, can we please just let's just do Santa like this. And she's like, I'll do Santa after we have a potato tornado.
Great deal,
right?
By the way.
Yeah, great deal, by the way. And then so I'm like, okay, cool. So I go and get her the potato tornado. And then I'm like, okay, can we do Santa now? She's like, nah.
Oh, no. You got hustled.
I got hustled.
Hard.
So believe me. Believe me, okay? The whole thing with the picture of Santa, I had that too. Yeah. I was just like, and I know the feeling, and I know the idea of being able to pre-book it online right now. Your dad is going, Mocha! You know what I mean? Because
totally.
We don't have to do the things that our dads did.
Yeah,
we don't
sure.
have to sit and sweat in line yeah. with a kid that only has a shelf life of about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, so that's exactly what we ended up doing.
But you did.
So just in case, yeah. because Yorkdale hadn't opened up their schedule, because obviously Santa's still figuring out his dates around yeah. different malls, right?
Yeah.
So a just in case.
you double booked?
So we're going to double book, right? So our first booking is on a Tuesday at like 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Right? Got to do it.
Got to do it.
Yeah. And you get we'll in the wait. Picture too, or is it just Cruz?
No, we're going to do one with Cruz and Santa, yeah. and then one with
here's the
three
here's
of
the
us.
Thing. Cruz looks so cute in every photo, but the problem is the quintessential picture of any kid is the kid crying.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to cry.
The quintessential picture.
Yeah, you have to have the kid crying.
Maury, please spell quintessential for us.
Quinn, Q-U-I-N-T, yeah. Quint, I-C-E-R-N-T-R-A-L.
Yeah, quintessential.
Holy crap, dude, you got it right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding. Oh. Yeah, the Roz
and Mocha Show podcast. I have a question.
Oh, right away.
No, we didn't even say anything.
We didn't even say anything, man. Good morning,
music ended. I have a question.
Okay.
Yes, good morning, Dan and Maury, first of all.
I got a lot to get to this morning.
Okay, people are invited to your house and food is ordered. Who pays?
If people are invited to your house,
yes. Who invited them to the house?
If I invited people over,
yeah,
and we ordered food,
yeah,
who pays?
Okay,
you
I know,
do.
Okay.
You invited people to your house.
So let me just break this down for you, because I know what Maury's getting at here. Maury's whole thing of asking for a friend, it's clearly
oh
not,
yeah, asking for
yeah,
a friend,
yeah, exactly. no, so here, let me tell you what happened, because I'll tell you why Maury's pissed off.
Okay.
And I want your opinion on this.
Sure.
And also 416-870-8888.
I'm just going to say right out of the gate.
Yes.
Dan Moore is completely wrong.
Okay. Thank you. So it was Matthew's birthday.
Yes.
God, and
I love Matthew.
So do I. I have to.
Wow.
You ever seen pictures? That guy dresses so well.
I know. He's beautiful. Yeah. Matthew's yeah. beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Good thing we look alike.
Sorry, Maury. So it was Matthew's birthday. And who did you have over to the house, Maury?
My in-laws.
Your in-laws.
And my brother's in-laws and
right. okay.
others.
Who? Yeah. Like sure. how many people?
So 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
Okay. So you invited some of Matthew's friends or some of Matthew's family
yes.
over to the house for...
And I said, come on over for cake and tea.
Okay. But what happened was, is they ordered Swiss Chalet.
Sure.
Festive special.
The festive special. And Maury paid for the whole thing.
Perfect. Thank you, Maury.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm like, who's hungry? Should I order some Swiss Chalet?
So it was even your idea.
Yeah.
Because I was starving and I'm like, I'm not going to wait for people to make up their mind on what we should. I don't like humming and hawing over meals.
Okay,
you invited them over just for cake and tea.
Cake and tea.
So okay. how did it turn into
because they were
who's
still
hungry?
There hours later and the cake and tea had run out.
Okay. So,
they're still sitting. I'm like, oh, I'm starving. Should I order some dinner? What are your thoughts right, on Swiss right. Chalet?
But it is your husband's birthday. And
absolutely.
You are his partner.
100%.
This is your thing. This is your get-together.
So I went into the computer, did the order online. I'm like, yeah. Sides, what do we like? And people chimed
oh,
in,
yes.
vegetables,
oh, I'll have
blah,
some
blah, blah.
Pierogies, please, more.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Fries,
you're ordering
right.
extra
anybody
fries,
want extra gravy?
Sauce.
Yeah. Who wants appies?
Absolutely.
People are asking. Oh. People are saying what they want for sides.
Yes.
So
yeah.
and then I pitch in. When the guy comes to the door.
Shockingly, the spring rolls are really good as well. You would never
think
that.
Rolls,
the
yes.
chicken spring rolls.
Agreed.
You wouldn't really think
I'm a big
that
fan
about
of the corn.
Okay, so go ahead. So
and
then
so
you
the
ordered.
Guy shows up at the door.
Yeah.
I go to the door with my credit card.
We
door.
Understand the process of
right.
paying.
So, but I held it and I'm listening and I'm waiting. Is anybody going to do the whole let me offer, even if they didn't intend to, the whole fake hand in the pocket thing, let me
right.
offer? And I say, I don't. I invented that move.
Okay.
And then, but nobody even budged.
Yeah, because you're the one that brought up who wants dinner.
Yeah.
That's fine, but still, these are all grown working
I know,
adults.
I know, but it's
you're
it's,
also
I know.
A grown working adult.
I'm fair, and I will pay for
but
Matthews
listen, but
and
it's,
mine.
But it's a party, though.
Yeah.
It's a party. When you go
you're
to somebody's house
situation,
when you go to somebody's
Mark.
House for a birthday party, you don't kick in.
No, but if you're ordering, like if you go to somebody's birthday party and the food is already there on platters, that's one thing. Usually you bring something.
No.
But if you're ordering and you're there, people usually go, hey, can I pitch in 10 bucks, no, 20 bucks? No.
You know what I like?
Let me pay for mine.
I love not offering to pay. I love it. Oh, I love it. I love not offering to pay.
Yeah,
as I think do you're, I, but not when I have to pay.
No, I right. think you are 100,000%
yeah, in the right.
Completely no, wrong it's his in this situation.
That you invited over for his yeah. birthday. You got to pay, man.
But I'm paying for everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
I understand paying for maybe Matthew and his stepmom, but... For the others?
What do you mean the others? Who were the others?
Like his brother.
His brother.
Yeah, his family.
Yes.
Pitch in.
I don't know, man.
No.
Cheap
way,
ass
dude.
MF-er. You no got it. You
provided, but I also provided the cake and the tea.
Who cares?
Because yeah, you threw a party.
Yeah, you invited them over to the house and you're the one that said, hey, who's hungry? Who wants to eat?
The meal was an aftersight.
I understand if somebody else said, I understand if somebody else at the party said, oh man, you know what? I gotta quickly order something or just whip downstairs and get a slice. But it was you who walked out,
yeah.
Who went, who wants to order food?
It was 7 o'clock. I wanted dinner. I'm not going to order dinner for me.
But you pay. You pay, bro.
Oh, that is so not right.
Okay. It's not right, but you pay. It's your party. You threw a party for your husband.
I'm just saying it's a nice thing to do.
No. That's not your issue. It's not whether it's a nice thing to do. You think they should have helped.
I absolutely know they should help.
Yes. So it's not about a nice gesture. It's about you really, truly believing that they should have helped pay.
If I went to anyone else's house, I would have at least pretended to offer.
But it's not about the pretend offer. You honestly believe that they should have contributed.
100%.
Okay, that's the issue.
Yo, be a Gina.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's Ron Zamoka. Welcome back to the show.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen.
So does Maury pay? Does Maury pay or not?
Pardon me? Of course he has to pay.
Yes.
Excuse me, but when I invite people over, and I'm Italian, okay, there's a spread of food out here.
Wait a second.
Here,
hold on
okay?
a second here. You're Italian?
100%.
With a name like Biagina?
I was kidding, honey.
Yeah, really, eh?
Yeah. Okay, so Maury pays, right?
Maury has to pay.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Have a good day.
Have a fantastic day.
You too.
Kiss 92.5. You got Ron Zamoka. What's your name?
Good morning. It's Michael.
Michael, so what do you say in this situation? Damn it, Maury paying or what?
Oh, he's totally paying. Yeah. He offered. He invited all the guests over. It's totally. All on him.
Yeah. See?
Sorry,
thank
Maury.
You, Michael. Hi, Kiss 92.5. Is this Sue?
This is Sue.
Welcome to the Ron Zamoka Show. What do you want to say?
I want to say I absolutely love Maury, but he's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrong. Your pod, your bill.
Yeah. How did I miss the boat on this page in life?
It's called being human, Maury.
I know, but at least somebody should say, can I pitch in 10 bucks?
No.
Absolutely not. It's a birthday party for your husband. You invited his family over. You're the one that said, hey, who wants Swiss Chalet? You're the one that's yelling out from the other room, what sides do you all want? Obviously, you're the one that's going to pay for this meal.
Yeah.
Oh, I am never offering again.
No, it's on you, Maury.
Thank you, Sue.
Sorry, Maury, you're wrong. Have a good day, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Who has 280 characters on Twitter?
I do.
Do you? I don't even know if I do. I should have checked before I said anything.
Everybody does.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think everyone does.
Okay. I got excited last night when I got mine. Yeah. But you have to do an update or something, and it doesn't count down the numbers at the bottom anymore. It's like a little clock.
Mine still says 140. Right there. See?
You didn't do an update.
Maybe you haven't updated your app.
How do I do that? Oh, right.
In updates?
Go to App Store.
Okay, man. Jerks. Leave me alone.
I've never had anybody ask me, how do I update an app?
I forget, like, from just day-to-day stuff.
Is your iOS updated to the latest?
No.
I wish I never did that.
I haven't done that.
Why?
It slowed my computer right down and eats my battery.
So what did you do with your first tweet with 280 characters, Maury?
I put 280 over and over and over again.
And you thought that that was like the best thing to do?
It got 6 favorites.
It got 6 favorites. Was one of those favorites from you?
Yeah.
No, you can't favorite your own tweet. There's nothing worse.
Mocha could take a picture of a black wall and post that picture with absolutely no caption, nothing.
Yeah.
And would get 6 favorites.
Well, now would.
In like a second. Mocha, please do me a favor.
No offense.
Just turn around and take a picture of that black wall behind you. Just like the door. Like, get up there real close. Just take a picture of it.
No, but you could see some color on that.
Yeah, your phone's too good to even shoot black. Cover your lens.
Yeah, just cover your lens.
Here. I got it.
Okay, just take that picture.
for me? Yeah. All right. And then just tweet that picture with no caption. Just nice and big.
Like no explanation.
No explanation.
Okay. At Mocha Frapp, by the way. MochaFrap.
Yeah, it's at Mocha Frapp. So Maury's tweet. Hold on, let me find Maury on here. What are you at, Maury?
Damn it, Maury.
Okay.
Unfollow a few.
No, don't do that. Too close to Christmas.
Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, you're right, Maury. 6 likes. Okay.
Oh, and one comment from somebody that said don't.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I just tweeted it.
Okay, so Maury used his first opportunity with 280 characters to write 280 over and over and over and over and over again.
Dumb.
And you didn't even jump on the right hashtag, Maury.
What's the hashtag?
Maury just used hashtag Twitter, and then he just wrote characters beside it.
What's the hashtag?
What's that?
Is there a hashtag?
Yeah. Yeah, the hashtag is 280 characters.
Oh. Well, Mocha just put a whole bunch of emojis.
Well, yeah, I ain't wasting my time on freaking hashtags, bro.
Yeah. Okay, how's your tweet doing, Mocha?
And be honest.
Again, it's at Mocha Frat.
What? Sorry. So, in less than 60 seconds, so
yeah.
Far,
yeah.
four retweets and 16 likes. Okay. That's just less than 60 seconds.
And all you needed was a picture. It was just nothing, right?
Just nothing.
Just nothing.
No hashtag, no nothing. Comment, no emojis, nothing.
All right. Okay, so more. I think that you can use your time better. I liked the challenge of trying to tweet in 140 characters. Liked that challenge.
Yeah, but now you have more of an opportunity to express yourself.
No, it's not about that, though. But that when somebody could be brilliant and funny and sum up, you know, how people were feeling or an event or what, and when somebody could do that brilliantly in 140 characters, it really showed a writing talent. It really did.
Sometimes you just need more space to think brilliantly.
But it allows just people who update. Shouldn't have a voice, have a larger voice.
You can continue the dialogue in a second, but just as an update.
Yes, please.
41 likes.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go through Maury's timeline to find out the last thing he got 41 likes on.
And 6 replies.
Oh, so man. Far. 6 replies?
Yeah. You mean look at this. One person even said best tweet ever. Thank you. Only one fat Tony.
Okay, hold on here. Tweets.
48 likes.
Oh, Maury.
Oh, here's some of the replies. Best tweet ever. Inspiring. Go home, Maury. R.I.P.
Wow.
Hashtag amazing. You're so brilliant.
Wow. Okay. Maury's happy birthday tweet, which usually get a lot of action.
Yeah.
So Matthew has 34 likes.
Oh, no.
Oh, Maury's leaving on a jet plane pictures. 29 likes.
Someone goes, wow, amazing shot. Love the angle.
Anyway, so it is 280 characters. I guess everybody has 280 characters now. Yeah. I just fear that this is going to give those people who really shouldn't have a voice even more of a voice. And yes, I truly believe that some people shouldn't be allowed to tweet.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Ah, do you guys want to play Pinched?
Ah, it's Monday. Why not?
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play.
Okay, so this is how it works. The game is Pinched. Trivia-based, head-to-head. Dammit, Maury and Mocha. In between them on the table is a stack of wooden clothes pegs. Now, in a minute, I will give you guys the categories. You will need to buzz in every correct answer. You will need to buzz in. If you get an answer wrong, your opponent gets to take one of those clothes pegs and put it anywhere on your body that they would like to. The game has been called in the past torture trivia, but it is a lot of fun. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Your categories today are geography, eh? And D's nuts. Mocha, because you won last round, I believe, I will allow you to pick the first category.
All right.
But first, Maury, please, can I hear your buzzer? Mocha, your buzzer. Okay, there we go. Mocha, please, if you would like to pick the category.
Right out the gate, D's nuts.
D's nuts. All right, in the category of D's nuts, gentlemen, are you ready?
Yes.
Nutella allows you to spread D's nuts. Maury.
Hazelnut.
Yes, correct.
Okay. Where are you going?
Okay. Favorite spot. I'm going
now, Maury gets to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha.
Up my nose?
Yeah.
He's going to go like right in between the nose, like on the septum. There. I think that's what it's called. Oh, that looks like it hurts. Oh, Mocha's eyes are already watering.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. Beer nuts are actually just D's nuts covered in sugar. Maury.
Oh, I want to say, peanut.
Correct.
I just know a lot about nuts.
Okay, Maury gets to take another clothes peg and stick it anywhere on Mocha. Okay, it's right on the soft skin on the side of Mocha's neck right now.
Okay,
next question. If you can reach them, D's nuts are huge. Maury?
Walnut.
No, incorrect. D's nuts are huge and full of milk.
Coconut.
Yes, Mocha. That's what you get, Maury. Trying to be a smartass. Buzzing in early.
Okay, Maury, please open your mouth.
Oh, no.
Are we allowed to do... No, because I need to be able to talk.
No, I'm not doing it on your tongue. Oh, that's what she said.
Open your mouth. Oh, right in the corner of the mouth.
You got Movember hair.
That's a great one. Closing out the category of D's nuts. To eat D's nuts, you got to get in there with D's thumbs. Mocha.
Pistachios.
Yes.
Damn it, Maury.
I'm drooling.
Please open your mouth one more time.
Okay, Mocha's going back in the mouth. Oh, right in the corner of Maury's mouth.
Oh,
he just snapped it. Okay, so hold on here.
I'm so sorry. I burped and farted at the same time.
Okay. Mocha just went to put a clothes peg in Maury's mouth, and it broke and ricocheted and broke the other one in half. And as that happened, Maury burped and farted at the same time.
It freaking stinks, dude.
Okay.
It smells like coffee and fart.
Okay. Okay, so gentlemen, please. Back at it. You have to put that one back in your mouth, Maury.
That's what she said.
Okay, and then the other one, and then the other one too. Moving on to the category of geography. This province sits between BC and Saskatchewan. Maury.
Alberta.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Now
I just literally gasped on that one.
Okay. Now Maury's going back to Mocha
here.
Your
mouth one too for you.
Okay, right at the corner of the mouth.
God, your mouth is warm.
Oh, okay, right in the corner of Mocha's mouth.
Oh, that looks like it hurts.
Really
hurt.
Okay.
Told you.
Next question. Just because it's our capital doesn't mean it doesn't suck. Maury.
Ottawa.
Yes.
It's a capital.
Okay, Maury going back to the... Oh, Maury going up to the eyebrow now. A little bit of the skin on the eyebrow. Oh, God, that looks like it hurts. Oh, God. Okay, moving on. Okay, gentlemen. True or false, the North Pole actually exists. Maury.
True.
Yes. Correct. Okay, Mocha can't even see his buzzer anymore. Okay.
I want to go into your, what do you call these?
My cheeks?
Okay. Mocha losing badly. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's a clothes pack. Okay,
final. What are you doing?
Okay, final question.
No.
Okay, Mocha, you got to get back to your buzzer, buddy. Final question.
I can't see.
Okay, final question. If it's 5 p.m. in Toronto, it's this time in Newfoundland. Maury.
30 minutes later, so it's 5:30.
Incorrect. Mocha?
But it's 30 minutes later. You said 5 p.m.
If it's 5 p.m. in Toronto, it's this time in Newfoundland.
7 o'clock?
No, incorrect.
Okay, but you said 30, it's 30 minutes later.
No, it's not. It's 90 minutes. It's 1 hour to Halifax, 90 minutes
to
Newfoundland.
So that one's a mulligan.
Okay, let me count them up here. Maury, you have how many?
Just I have two.
And Mocha, you have how many? Jeez, Mocha. You
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
Oh, I got five. I can't see.
Did I finally win a round?
Yes, you won, Maury.
Oh, yay.
Oh, God,
this wood's making me spit.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's how you play pinch.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
As it starts to get colder, everything changes. You leave work, it's dark. Your feet are always cold. But the one thing that people agree on, according to this survey, is that winter is the best season for sleeping.
Well, because
why?
We're animals.
Tired all the time?
No, we're animals. We hibernate.
Yeah, that because you can cozy up and you can just like crawl in the blankets and you don't want to get out of bed and it's just easier. So according to a new survey, the majority of people say that they sleep more in the winter than any other season.
Because in summertime, you want to take advantage of the nice weather. You want to be out a lot longer. You want to do more things outside.
And it's also harder to sleep in the summer. You know, the sun goes down at 9:30 some nights.
You can't sleep with sweat.
What do you mean?
What? Like,
if somebody's next to you and they're sweaty from the summer heat, it's just not... It's more enjoyable to sleep when there's a little briskness in the air.
That's kind of sexy, though.
Yeah, sweat?
No, not sleep sweat.
Oh, I like
day
sleep
sweat is sexier than sleep sweat.
Have you ever rubbed up on against your person?
Yes, I have.
When they're sweaty?
Oh, yes,
and
gross.
Then your body starts getting sweaty?
Oh, I love it.
Not when it's like Sunday morning at noon and we're both waking up and there's like sleep sweat.
Oh, no.
That is disgusting.
Oh, Maury, please.
You haven't lived, bro.
No.
You have not
That's
lived.
What I usually say, like, shower and then we'll cuddle.
No, I'm like a freshly washed head of lettuce in bed with Catherine. I'm, like, wet all the time. I sweat, and then she sweats.
And just as fragile.
Yeah, no, because sometimes Catherine will go to bed in a robe, too, right? Like, we have these really thick robes. And so sometimes she'll go to bed in a robe because she's cold, and then she just, like, gets on the blanket, and she's in a robe, and in the middle of the night, she starts, like, kicking the robe off. And gets all tied up in it. And then if I put my arm around her, and just, like, that spot, just, like, at the bottom of her rib cage, like, when my hand hits that and it's a little bit sweaty, there's nothing
over.
Better.
Call
it's
that the
over.
Button.
Right. It's over.
Wake up.
No, I'm telling you.
People who are listening right now, they know.
No, Lori,
you need to experience life.
Oh, when you wake up and the person you're with is sweating in the night, I find that incredibly
sexy.
What Roz
is describing is like all of the stuff that's happening pre-sleep and during sleep. You're not cuddling post-sleep.
What do you mean post-sleep? That means awake. That's like
post-sleep.
What do you mean like when you're up? That's post-sleep.
It's just called being awake.
Yeah, there's it's either sleep or not sleep.
You want to try again?
No, I just mean you're not cuddling Catherine when she's like...
When she's what?
When she's knocked out.
When she's knocked out?
When she's already sleeping, you're not like, you know...
Cuddling her when she's sleeping?
Touching her bottom of her rib cage when she's sleeping.
Of course I do.
Without her knowing?
Yes, if I wake up and I just...
I think Catherine knows that at some point in the middle of the night when she's sleeping next to her boyfriend, at some point they are going to touch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or an arm.
And she doesn't whisk you away?
Or an arm is going to be, you know, like reach around and like for a hug or like to spoon or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Like it's just going to happen. Like if I wake up.
No, but she doesn't push you away saying I'm sleeping.
Push me away. Yeah.
Who am I married to?
No, like,
oh my God.
No, sometimes, don't get me wrong, there are some times where if I really need to sleep and we're cuddling and she's like lying on your head's on my chest or whatever, I love that moment. But
she say to you, oh, your weight?
No. No.
Oh,
we
your
tend...
weight? Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No, stop
okay.
everything.
Yeah.
I want to know what other quotes... come out of damn it Matthew's mouth.
Oh, have you ever done this where you put like one leg up on them, like where you're cuddling, but one leg sort of crosses their legs, like
you're
sort of sleeping and like one leg.
Like you're trying to mount them?
Yeah, like you're mounting, and then does she then say to you, get your cow thigh off me?
Get your cow thigh off me.
No. So much love, huh?
So much. You know what? I'm just going to say, you guys are going to last forever.
In 10 years of cow thigh.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we are now officially, from today's date, 7 weeks away from Christmas.
Really?
7 weeks away. Yes, damn
it,
Maury.
Is it too soon for television stations to be showing Christmas movies? Because I watched 3 this weekend and I wondered if it was too soon. Because it's before Remembrance Day.
No, I know. I mean...
I think we're in the safe zone now. 7 weeks away.
Okay, and how many? Okay, then let me ask you this question, Maury. How many did you watch this weekend?
3.
Then no, it's not too soon.
Well, there was nothing else, but I do love Christmas.
But
movies.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I'm programming, if I'm programming like a classic TV station, and I got a stack of Christmas movies that I'm going to put on, I know that people like you are going to watch.
But I was
them
torn. I was lying there going, should I be watching these? Like,
the
oh no,
November.
Should I?
Why?
Because I thought, like, it's...
Well, you
even...
watched 3, so obviously that argument didn't
But
last
I didn't
long.
Know if I watched them. I mean, I love them, but I didn't know if it was out of duress.
Why are you always looking for approval on things?
I don't know.
Why are you sitting there alone watching Christmas movies going, oh my God, should I watch these? Like, how are you even in that headspace?
I just like, is it wrong? We haven't had Remembrance Day. I don't know. Like, is there already delivering trees?
Well, no, that's a whole thing. Like, people who say Remembrance Day, that's just like for, you know, decorating Christmas music, everything. But the people, not everybody feels that way. Especially because in the States, it's not the same.
If it was Christmas year round, I'd be happy. I love Christmas.
Yes, we know that you love Christmas.
I love the lead up to Christmas. I don't like Christmas itself because then it's sad because then it's done.
Right.
I like the lead up to Christmas.
Right.
At least I'm in a marriage. Oh, ring, ring, bring, bring.
What? Hold on, you want me to go to the kitchen real quick and get you some ice for the burns?
God, what did you just say?
I said, at least I'm in a marriage. Oh, ring, ring.
Oh, what?
What?
I've been in a committed relationship for like 12 years,
I know,
man.
But I just needed something quick.
That's what she said.
You're really terrible at this.
What, to burn under pressure?
Do you want to try again?
No, it's too much pressure to burn him.
Do you want to try again? You want to try roasting one more time?
Okay.
Oh, but at least I got lucky.
At least you got lucky? What does that mean?
Like, no, okay, that didn't work either.
You are terrible. How do you even have a job on this show?
No, don't say that out loud.
Okay, one more attempt.
No wonder we don't pay you anything.
No.
One more chance.
No.
One
more.
Okay, fine.
Here, think about it.
Think about it for a minute. Do you need a minute to think about it, Maury?
No, does it have to be marriage related?
I'll leave that up to you. I mean, it's a pretty easy target, seeing as how you're married. I'm not. So I would say that's an easy target. I'm, you know, technically some would say living in sin and had a kid out of wedlock and all this other stuff.
Okay. No pressure, but I'm picking up the receiver right now. Okay.
There's a lot of ammo you got right there, Maury.
To make that 911 call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case.
You said what you said to me and I have to respond to you.
Yes. Yep. Just like your marriage, I said.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, well,
too late. Okay. Ain't nobody got time for that.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
What's going on, guys?
What up? Who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, how are you, man?
Good, man. Just driving to work.
Oh, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks, man. I wanted to get both of your opinions on how the passing lane should be used on the road. Because every day I'm on my way and I'm taking my commute, and I see two cars driving the exact same speed, and they're beside each other. It just creates a wall.
Well, someone's got to slow down. One person at least has to slow down. But if they're keeping pace with each other, then they are both stubborn and not letting up whatsoever.
Okay. As a driver, please let me break this down for you.
Oh, yes. As an experienced driver,
As an experienced driver, let me break this down for you.
Who, by the way, just got his license for the very first time in July.
Irrelevant information.
Well, that's okay. Maybe he's more educated. He just read the book. He understands it a little more.
Yeah, I do. And I understand.
The legal point.
Yeah. Well, it's not even so much the legal point. The practical point is this. So what part of the 401 are you talking about?
Well, maybe not the 401.
Okay, so here's what I'll say about the quote unquote passing lane.
Sure.
Because a lot of these drivers like you are all hot on the passing lane. If everybody on the 401, what's the speed limit on the 401, bro?
100.
100, okay? Yeah. If everybody on the 401 is doing 120.
Yes.
As everybody on the 401 does. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no such thing as the passing lane.
Why is that though? That is the common speed. So
No, bro. If the speed limit is 100, and everybody is doing 120, if you want to then use what you call a passing lane, your goal is to then just pass everybody who is already speeding by 20 kilometers. Then, So at this point, if you're on a highway that the speed limit is 100 and everybody is already doing 120, then it just becomes a highway. There's no passing lane at that point.
No, sure there is.
No, there's not.
The far left lane.
No, there's not. But you have to get where? You have to do what, 140?
Yeah, if I want to pass another car, then I'm going
up
to 130, 140.
But you should not be doing 130, 140.
Tell me what to do. I drive 140 all the time.
But I'm just, okay, but this is your problems within the passing lane are irrelevant because all you're looking to do then is get people out of your way so you can do 40 kilometers over the speed limit.
Yes, honk, honk.
I understand. If everybody's doing the speed limit and you need to pass somebody, that's fine. But when you're on a highway that's 100, everybody's doing 120, and you want to do 140, that's not my problem, bro.
Hey, Mike, so which lane are
are you driving in, or were you driving in this morning that you had a problem?
So I'm in the middle lane, and we're all doing 120 to support Roz's point.
Okay.
However, if I want to get to go 125, just to go around the guy in front of me.
Yes.
Next thing you know, I look beside me. All four of us are going 120.
Yeah.
What's the whole point of that?
What's the
I think that the far left lane, or even the far left two lanes, should be free for the idiots that want to go 140, 150. And don't get me wrong, I've done it. I've gone down that speed just because I'm late and I need to hurry up, and that's my fault for not leaving earlier. However, if you're on the far left lane going 120, and the guy on the far right lane, and it's a five-lane highway, is going 120, move to the middle. Let that left lane.
No, bro, let me tell you something. I am not moving one inch on a highway to allow you to do 140.
So who is more stubborn, you or I?
Right? I'm not moving. I'm not moving one inch to allow, just so I can allow you to drive 140. It's not going to happen.
Why is that? Well, if it's up to me.
Because at that point, because you don't understand.
Allow me to get a
speeding ticket. No, it doesn't matter, because at this point, you, the guy wanting to do 140, here's where it all breaks down. The guy wanting to do 140, 150 is looking at the guy doing 120 like he's the jackass, when it's the complete reverse of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm the jackass, but still, I. Oh, where'd he go?
No, he's hung out. Think the truth hurt. You can't handle the truth, bro. From an experienced driver like myself. Ask me how many times I've driven on the 401.
How many times?
Twice.
With your 4-month-old driver's license.
In a 2010 Ford Ranger.
So much experience, bro. Miriam tweeted, at Kiss925, OMG, this is my ultimate pet peeve. Slow cars, move to the right lane.
But what are you talking about, slow cars? How fast do you want to go, man?
Faster than your slow ass.
No.
Paul
says,
Roz, driving for only 4 months and you won't move? You're the problem.
No, man. I'm the solution.
Matt says, hey, Roz.
I'm the solution.
Dude, 27 years experience. I agree with the guy who called in. Fast lane is for passing. Not same speed as a slow lane.
No, listen, I'm still passing. What you're not understanding, okay, is I'm still passing.
And finally,
I'm
Rob
still
says,
passing.
Basically,
I'm in the process
what
of
you're
passing.
Saying is people can only pass you as long as they only speed as much as you feel is acceptable.
No. What I'm saying is you're not respecting my passing.
Hashtag
I'm still
bitch.
Passing, but you can't tell me that I now then have to pass people at 140. I'm doing 120 in the left lane, passing people who may be doing 115.
Again,
I'm going to cruise for a while.
416-870-8888. Diana, we'll start with you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I did my license like 15 years ago, and they never talked, spoke, explained nothing about passing lanes. Does this really exist? Did they ever cover that when you did your classes back in July?
No.
They never talked about the passing lane?
No.
In that case, it does not exist. Because I lived in Portugal for almost 9 years, and the highways in Portugal are only two lanes. You drive on the right lane, and there is a passing lane. You only go to the left lane when you want to pass the car in front of you, and then you go right back to the right lane. There's no going to the left lane and just staying there because you feel like staying there for your entire ride.
Right.
So that's true passing lane. But here...
Right. Listen, your tiny little podunk town in Portugal, okay, doesn't have the population of Toronto. When you have one of the busiest freeways in North America... All lanes need to be operating.
Exactly. And if they don't teach it to you, who's the one that came up with this passing lane? If it doesn't exist, it's not in the manuals when they teach you the license.
It's jerks that want to do 145 on the 401.
I think it's European jerks that come here.
Yes, it's all the European jerks.
If you want to be specific.
You want to be specific? I'll say it. I'll say it right now. The Germans.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Diana. Hi, Kiss925. This is Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
This is Alex. Roz, keep right except the path, man. Keep right. Like, you cannot be doing 100 in the fast lane on the 401.
I wasn't. First of all, there's no such thing as a fast lane on the 401.
Oh, but there is,
no,
my friend.
There's not. There's
actually, it's a law.
No.
And you're supposed to stay in the far right lane when you merge onto the highway.
Yeah.
If you're wishing to pass those vehicles, then you go to the left of them and you're supposed to come back. You're not supposed to drive in the fast lane or the middle lane, actually, for that matter.
Okay,
Those are both used as passing.
All lanes on a highway have the same speed limit. There's no such thing as a fast lane on the 401.
Yes, but there's people that also drive under the speed limit. Where would you like them to go?
I would like them to go the speed limit. I don't want somebody. It's dangerous to drive below the speed limit. But when you're
very dangerous to drive, so not everyone's going to do exactly 100.
But if I'm doing 120 and you're riding up my ace because you want to do 140, sorry, I'm not moving.
But you should be moving because that's the flow of traffic.
No.
He ain't moving. No. You think stubborn-ass Ross is going to move?
No. Listen, I'm already doing 120. That is plenty fast.
Or you can just say how fast speeding is.
That's plenty fast. Hi, Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha, who's this?
It's Liliana. Roz, you are so wrong about the highway. The left lane should always be open.
Okay, I'm getting a real sense that women like to drive fast from doing this show this morning.
You know, I like to drive.
Yeah.
But the left lane should not be always with cars. You move, you go to the right. You go, you want to go faster, just go.
Right.
You know what? I got zero follow-up for that, Liliana. You are 1,000% right.
Okay. I've almost had my fill of getting yelled at by European women this morning.
Thanks, Liliana.
You always make me mad, Rob. Because this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, it is. Yes, you're absolutely right.
You are so perfect.
You're so right. You're very right. You're just very right.
Damn,
you're right about
today,
everything.
Son.
You're right about everything. I
Thank
love you.
You, Liliana. We got to go.
I love you guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Last week, we were talking about a company in Russia that will rent out a private jet, grounded private jet, to people who want to get those fancy pictures for Instagram and just flex on the gram.
Right.
And it's something like almost $300 for 2 hours of taking photos, or you can do 2 hours of video, and it's somewhere between like $450 and $500.
And again, they don't put you up in a private jet flying around. The jet is on the ground, and you just dress fancy and go and take Instagram pictures of you on a private jet, so people think that you fly private.
Right, and then just hashtag away.
Right.
And Dan Mamori had said, oh my God, this is something I would totally do. So I guess a company had reached out to Dammit Maury and said, hey, we have a private jet at Pearson Airport, grounded in the hangar, that if you want to, you know, come on board, take some pictures just for IG, no problem. And of course, Dammit Maury said yes. And yesterday was his husband's birthday, Dammit Matthew. Happy birthday, Dammit Matthew.
Yeah, happy birthday, Matthew.
So for Matthew's birthday, Dammit Maury took him to Pearson, and they dressed up real, real fancy. I don't know. Did you see any of these pictures?
I didn't.
No?
No. Did you do the whole thing up like you guys were big shots? Did you wear fancy clothes?
Oh, no. Where'd it go, Maury?
I did. I dressed up in my best suit.
Your wedding suit.
Not my wedding suit.
Oh.
My best suit. I have not worn my wedding suit since the wedding yet.
Oh,
I can't do that.
Really?
I don't think it's right.
Just swipe. There's three photos here.
Oh, my God.
Just take a look. Don't look at the, just look at the photos.
Yeah,
don't look at the hashtags, because we're going to read out to you these hashtags. Okay.
But we had the time. We had such an amazing time.
Yeah.
We took pictures outside. Like, they took my car,
my
Yaris, right to
you
the door.
You drove a Yaris up to a private plane?
But the
Get
best part was the
Hold
best
on.
Part was
your 2012 Yaris you drove onto the tarmac
when they were escorting when security was coming to escort us in.
Yeah,
we were behind a Rolls Royce that was going to their actual plane.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you
when you pulled up, I could only people. Oh, thank God, housekeeping's here.
look at them. Dammit Maury and Dammit Matthew sitting on the private jet being served champagne.
We polished off two bottles of
Vogue.
We had blackened salmon on Hermes plates. Like Matthew and I were having the time of our lives.
Oh my God.
So let me read to you the hashtags.
Okay.
Because you could only imagine.
Yeah.
Right? Here are the hashtags on Dammit Maury's IG. Hashtag couples goals.
Oh my God.
Hashtag relationship goals.
Right.
Hashtag red carpet treatment. Hashtag only the best for my baby.
True.
Hashtag love has no price. Hashtag private jet. Hashtag fly private. Hashtag jet set life. Hashtag luxury living. Hashtag luxury travel. Hashtag luxury lifestyle. Hashtag next stop paradise. Hashtag lunch is served. Hashtag champagne life. Hashtag mile high living. Hashtag first class only. Hashtag wheels up. Hashtag wish you were here.
First of all, when you say couple goals, hashtag couple goals is reserved for pictures that you see that would be your couple goal.
No, no, no.
You are not your own couple goal.
No, I'm goals for you.
Oh. Wow.
When people see this photo, I want you to be like, I want to tell you that this is what you
were getting on this plane. Did Matthew think, oh my God, where are we going? Or did he know that it wasn't going to take off anywhere?
No, no, because I told him you don't need your passport or anything. We're just going to go and live it up on the ground.
Right.
Hashtag wheels up.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I slept on the couch, I think, two nights this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Isn't that the greatest? Wait, what's Saturday and Sunday?
What's that,
it's the greatest thing ever.
I know, but but when it's this chilly out, though, I miss sleeping with Catherine.
You need
Catherine.
A body.
I need a body, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do for you.
Okay. I'm
curious. Entertain this. I will entertain this, Maury.
I will be your small spoon.
No. How is that even going to happen? Maury, I'm talking about my house on my weekend and how I fell asleep on the couch and I didn't get a chance to sleep with Catherine, who usually warms me up, and your way of contributing to the conversation is to ask to sleep with me. Is that where you're going with this?
Well, when you put it like that, when you sum it down,
how do you see this even happening?
Also, first time I've heard anyone say sum it down.
Yeah, right. Yes. Let me sum it down for you, Maury. Okay.
Very first time.
Yes. Okay.
I've ever heard anyone say, I'm going to sum it down.
Yeah. Okay. So why don't you sum it down for us, Maury?
How did you think that this was going to work? Yeah. How did you think this was going to play
funny.
Out?
I didn't think it was ever going to play. I was just, you know, being funny. And then Roz would be like, ha ha ha. Okay, you're so witty, here. Young man.
I don't know what to say when you.
Because you've been talking a lot of smack today.
You really have.
So
man.
Here's what you're going to do, Dan and Maury.
Sure.
You are going to play the role of yourself. You're also going to play the role of Roz.
Okay, I've done that before at home.
And
been there, done that.
Okay, so in the voice of Damn It Maury and in the voice of Roz, I want you to have.
So I got
to
do both. Okay.
So I want you to have the conversation that we are having on the radio right now.
Yeah, just
but
so.
In
I know
the
what
way
to do.
That you think it was going to go.
Without summing it down.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Right.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's gonna be a colder weekend. I mean, this is the time of year when the temperature, it's just cold. You know, I slept on the couch twice this weekend, and there was nobody there to warm me up. You need a body. You need a body. Here's what I'm gonna do for you. Here's what I'm gonna do for you.
So this is you now.
This is me.
Okay.
Here's what I'm gonna do for you. I will be your smaller spoon. Maury. I have Catherine. She wasn't there, mind you, but I have Catherine. I know, but she wasn't there, buddy. She wasn't there. You know what? That's funny. Can you imagine you, the smaller spoon? You would take up just the belly button. That is so funny. Anyway.
Wait, who was that was laughing? You or Roz?
It was me. That was Maury.
Okay, yeah.
Why do I sound like the rich uncle in a cartoon?
No, I was going to say, why does Roz sound like Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to call you Lovey.
Okay, try again. Do my voice again.
Okay. Mark.
Okay.
I slept on the couch twice this weekend.
You're really not good at really anything.
That was pretty much you, dude.
That's
hard for you to hear you because you can't hear you.
Okay, okay. Do the voice again. Let me. I'm gonna close my eyes and try to picture Roz.
Okay,
okay. Here, I'll say something to you, and then Maury will say the exact same thing.
Okay,
and then you have to guess which one.
Okay, I'm closing my
fun game.
Okay, super fun game, Maury. Okay. Way to ruin the end of the show, man. Okay.
You can play along at home.
Yeah. Okay. Here's, I'll say a sentence, Maury, and then you say the sentence. Okay.
So I'll say a sentence, or
you say the sentence and then I'll say the sentence. And then Mocha, which one won't know which one of us said it. Okay. So Mocha, are you ready over there?
Yeah. My eyes are closed.
Okay.
I'm not looking at anybody.
Okay. I wish Maury would leave and never come back.
I wish Maury would leave and never come back.
I said, I wish Maury would leave and never come back.
I wish Maury would leave and never come back.
So now you're foghorn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And this is what Maury does. Anytime Maury says anything, right? Anytime an impression has to come out, and in Maury's head, he goes, you know what? I think I could do that, but let me put a little Broadway on it.
It's like you're in my head,
right?
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Two peculiar days today. Today is officially World Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day.
What?
Let's just move along.
That's weird, man.
Sounds made up. It's also Hug a Bear Day.
Oh.
This day encourages you to grab your favorite teddy and give it a squeeze. Do you have a teddy even as an adult? Do you have like any teddies that you had from a kid?
No.
No, huh?
Nothing.
No, me neither.
I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah, me too.
I have three.
I set all mine on fire in a garbage can.
Oh.
When I left childhood behind.
I have three.
You have three.
Yeah, one's named Finnegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, weird.
And one's name is Myrtle.
So Finnegan, Myrtle, are they actual bears or are they just stuffies?
No, there's two bears and one lion.
Okay.
That my granny gave me because her last name is Lion.
Okay, their names are again?
Finnegan and Myrtle.
Finnegan and Myrtle are the bears?
Bears.
Okay.
The lion is just Lion because the last name's Lion. Yeah.
Right, fair enough. And what do you do? Are they in the house? Does Matthew allow that?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had to part with a lot of my toys, but I'm allowed to keep the teddy bears around.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Sentence again, and just so everybody knows, you're a grown-ass 40-year-old man.
39.
Say that sentence again.
I had to part with a lot of my toys, but I got to keep three of my bears.
Okay.
Yeah. And the toys are down in the cage.
The toys are down in the cage.
In the storage unit?
Yeah, where all of Maury's stuff goes, down in the cage. So what do you do with your... Do you hug your bears? Like, do they help you sleep and stuff like this?
Because well, I talk to the lion sometimes if I can't reach my dead grandfather in the shower.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What?
When Maury needs... When Maury has, like, a rough day coming up or if he doesn't think something's going to work out, he goes into the shower, gets naked, takes a shower, and talks to dead papa.
Oh.
And dead papa, okay. When Maury's naked in the shower, often helps him out with the things that he needs.
So when he's not around.
So like sometimes I'll look up and if he's not, it doesn't help me and things aren't working out, I'll like get angry. I'll look up at the sky and get angry at papa.
Right. Just wet, naked and angry, right?
Naked and angry. But then I'll go into the den and I'll ask the lion. I'll be like, yo, can you help me out here or what?
Okay. Yeah. Are you still wet, naked and angry at that point? Yes. Okay.
So you're standing in a room. Oh, wet, just dripping wet.
Yeah.
Just naked and angry, talking to a stuffed lion, asking it for help.
Yeah, because like I go to the things that have helped before.
Right. What has the lion helped you with before?
Like some guests or whatever, or if I just like, oh, please, can I get a good deal on something on eBay?
Right.
And Papa couldn't help me out, the lion will.
Like people listening may not know, but legitimately, and we're not even goofing when we say this, legitimately, like we've had, you know, like a big star on the show before, and it's normal because the big stars want to come on the show, but oftentimes scheduling is a real difficult thing and coordinating and everything else, and it's touch and go for a lot of times. And we've had huge stars leave the studio where then Maury has walked up and been like, Papa came through. Where he legitimately gives all the credit to something that's happened on this show to his wet, naked conversation that he has with his dead grandfather in the shower.
Yo, if it works, don't knock it.
The Roz and Mocha Show
podcast. Mm.
So you've done goat yoga.
I did.
In the summertime, right?
I did. We went to a place called Hote Goat. Fancy goat. And we did goat yoga. We did it in like a barn where you go in and do yoga and then they just release goats on you. And you're lying in hay on like a towel or like a little yoga mat and you just do yoga with goats. And there's very few things in life that are cuter than baby goats. Baby goats are just, first of all, they're idiots.
And they just jump all over you, right?
They just jump all over you. They climb on your back and it's a whole lot of fun. Not, I would say that the quality of the yoga that we did that day was maybe a 2. The experience of doing yoga with goats was like a good 9.
Because that's what you're there for.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Your girl Catherine had a good time.
Yeah.
Your daughter Roxy had a good time.
Wonderful time.
So, damn it, Maury decides to go home yesterday and tell his husband, damn it, Matthew, who just sounds like the most fun guy ever, that they are going to go and do goat yoga at the Royal Winter Fair.
Do they have goat yoga at the Royal?
No, they don't.
Oh, do they do?
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do.
Oh, I thought you were kidding when you told me that,
no.
Maury.
No. Oh, no, they do. Oh, my. Oh, how the Royal has changed.
So, how do you think this conversation went?
Oh, God.
By the way, do we still have yoga mats?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, because, like, I'm signing us up for a yoga class.
When?
because I'm really busy.
Like in the next couple of weeks. Like one class next couple of weeks.
Like in 2 weeks, right? Like after 2 weeks? Because I'm really busy?
Well, I don't know, but it's so when busy. The Royal Winter Fair is on. We're going
to
do...
What does yoga have to do with the Royal Winter Fair?
Well, it's... We're doing goat yoga.
Excuse me?
Goat yoga. That's what they call it. Goat yoga.
Maury, what the f*** is goat yoga?
Yoga. You're doing your yoga surrounded by goats.
Oh, okay. The world has gone mad. No.
No, you're doing yoga, downward dog, namaste, all that stuff, but you're being surrounded with goats. The goats walk on you.
There's
the goats
nothing
smell
namaste
you.
About being surrounded by goats. Nah.
They like, say it. It works with your chakra.
Oh, God. Such bull.
Yeah, like they come up and they smell you, and apparently some of them.
No.
You know, poo on you.
No. So wait, yoga, like the goats are in the studio, or am I on f***ing hay?
No, you're on hay with your yoga mat.
No.
And the goat walks on your back.
Oh my God, the smell. No. The world's gone mad.
You don't have to touch them, they touch you.
I don't want them to touch me. I'm allergic to animals.
Yes or no?
N-O. No. It's probably the sound a goat makes anyways.
A goat makes? No, a goat goes, ma.
No, that's a sheep.
Then what is it?
No, that's like a bird. I think it goes bah.
That's the same thing as a ma, but you said it was a sheep.
No, it's bah. No, like kind of like a lamb, but it's not. Maybe a goat and lambs are kind of like each other.
They're not the same thing at all.
I think I've heard them before, and meh.
That's a sheep.
Aren't sheep goats or goats are sheep? But like one with hair, one
they're
without.
They're different things. They go with each other.
Aren't goats baby sheep?
Goats are not baby sheep. Sheep have.
Or are baby sheep lambs?
No.
Oh my
sheep,
God! Now I'm. Just,
sheep have the white fur that we turn into things.
Then what are lambs? Besides Mariah Carey lambs.
The lambs are baby sheep.
Now goat to bed.
Oh, well done. Not bad.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Yeezy released a new pair of shoes, right?
He did.
Have you seen these things?
I did not.
Okay, Google them right now.
Okay. I'm waiting. The Rock is dropping his new gear today, so I'm waiting for all that. Hold on. They're called what?
They are called the Mud Rat 500.
What?
Yes, Yeezy Mud Rat 500. So it's like a white sort of running shoe with a bigger sole on it. And people are just going in on Twitter.
Oh my God.
Okay.
There's no way these are real.
Yeah.
They look like, no offense to New Balance, but they look like New Balance dad shoes.
Yes.
Do you remember when last year when Steph Curry released a pair of low-rise kicks?
Yeah.
And people were going in on him and Under Armour.
Yes.
Calling them like the dad.
Yeah.
Same thing. Dad.
Yeah.
They were calling them the Steph Curry, get off my lawns.
Here's what some people are saying about the Yeezy Mud Rat 500s.
Please tell me.
These look like orthopedic baby sneakers.
It's true. Yo, why are they so thick, man?
Yeah.
Look at that.
These shoes look like the shoes I used to yell at my dad for trying to buy me from Walmart.
These shoes look like these, my dad would look at them. My dad, Vern, would look at them and be like, sensible.
Y'all, these shoes look like rotary phone receivers.
There's a bunch of people listening right now. It's like, yo, what's a rotary phone?
Yo, they look like couch cushions.
It's true. There's no
but
way.
Yeah, people are going in.
Yeah,
on,
look at them
in on Yeezy today. Yeah, they're just like big, and I don't even know how to describe it. Like,
they
how
just look
describe
like giant. They look like giant pillows,
right?
That you're wearing on your feet. That's
right.
Exactly what they look like. And it looks like the sole looks like you stepped. Well, maybe that's why it's called
they're
the muds.
Just, they look like space boot soles. Like they
maybe
just,
that's why they're called mud rats, because when you look at it, it looks like you stepped onto mud and the mud is squishing out from underneath your sneaker. That's exactly what it looks like.
Really? I'm looking at a completely different picture. Let me see this.
This one is what Kim Kardashian posted of her wearing them.
Oh, you mean just so, like, oh, right no, here. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Not in color, not the color of mud.
They're all white. They're all white,
and they look like they're just like big puffy, like the sole on them. Remember when I don't even know what company it was, but they started going real crazy with the thickness of the sole of a running shoe, where it was all bubbling out around the sides, and everybody was buying those things.
Nike did that. They have that still with their foams, is what they're called.
Is it? Yeah, but that's what these shoes look like, and they are ugly.
Yeah, there's no way. There is absolutely no way.
Please. It's just so ugly.
Toronto sneakerheads, please don't tell me that you are doing what you can to get these kicks, because like nobody should be wearing them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
nobody.
It's so funny, but you throw a Yeezy logo on the side of it and all of a sudden everybody's like, I will pay $1,000 for those.
These look like if my dad were to go and like clean up the garage, kind of like this is what he would be his go-to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they got the extra padding, the cushioning.
Yeah. And I know here, okay, so if we have not properly described the shoes, I can sum it up this way.
Okay.
These are the shoes that your dad would own. And when you were like, Dad, why do you own those? Because he would look at you and go, well, because I can drive in them, but they also feel just like slippers. Right?
Oh my gosh.
That's the best way to describe these shoes.
Oh. So anyway, what, the Yeezy Mud Flap?
Mud Rat 500s.
Available now.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.